here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 11th of July, 2016. It's the birthday of Harold Bloom, born New York City, 1930, his parents Jewish immigrants. His first language was Yiddish, but he fell in love with English poetry and read it before he had ever heard English spoken aloud. He loved Walt Whitman and Hart Crane when he was still a boy, went on to become one of the most influential literary critics in the country, and one of the last who argues that great literature is a product of genius and that we shouldn't read to understand history or politics or culture. It's the birthday of Elwin Brooks White, E.B. White, born Mount Vernon, New York, 1899, who wrote for The New Yorker magazine for nearly 60 years. An essayist who wrote a piece called Death of a Pig about his unsuccessful attempt to save a dying pig, in which he wrote, "I discovered that once having given a pig an enema, there is no turning back." And 4 years after that, he published his best-known book, Charlotte's Web, about Wilbur the pig and his friend Charlotte the spider, who helped save him from slaughter. E.B. White, also the co-author of The Elements of Style, in which he advises the writer, "Do not affect a breezy style. Use orthodox spelling. Do not explain too much. Avoid fancy words. Do not take shortcuts at the cost of clarity. Prefer the standard to the offbeat. Make sure the reader knows who is speaking. Do not use dialect. Revise and rewrite." It's the birthday of Jhumpa Lahiri, born in London, 1967. The family moved to Rhode Island when she was 2 years old. She grew up feeling conflicted between the world of her parents, who were still listening to Bengali songs, and that of her American friends, who were watching television and going to the movies. And in this state of conflict, she found solace in reading. She said, "Books and the stories they contained were the only things I felt I was able to possess as a child." Graduated from Barnard, moved to Boston, worked in a bookstore, rented a room in a house, and wrote stories at night. It took her 8 years until her first collection came out, The Interpreter of Maladies, which became a bestseller and won the Pulitzer Prize in 2000. And it's the birthday of James Abbott McNeill Whistler, born Lowell, Massachusetts, 1834, the famous painter, who one day when his model did not show up, decided to paint his mother instead, Anna Matilda McNeill Whistler, in a black dress seated in profile, and it became one of the most famous paintings of modern history. Here's a poem by Amy McLennan, "The Daylight is Huge." The daylight is huge, 5 a.m., and the sky already blushing gray. Mornings so full of blue, the clouds almost sheepish as they wisp over hills. High noon only happens in June. Midday, a tipping point, the scale weighed down on both sides with blazed hours. And the evenings so drawn out, the land lies stunned by that shambling last light. The Daylight is Huge by Amy McLennan, from The Body, a Tree, published by Moonpath Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.